Or we can have something there about pills or the aftermath. or we can have it maybe here in the first volume even. Just again, discussion between them, older members of ISKCON or whatever. And about this guru thing. So someone, you know, they had these different interpretations that were discussed back then when the Acharya left this world. And, or Piyu, I guess, or someone would then say, I think, you know, first of all, he said that you don't necessarily have to be an Uttamadhikari, super duper. You can be Madhyama, even Kanishta, but you can then bring your, you know, students or whatever, others, to where you are. And by doing that, you do service to them and advance spiritually, and in this way you go back, you know, follow the path of bhakti together. It's not necessarily so that you who sit there as a guru have to have reached the goal already, sitting there in Vrindavan. Come here. Because not so many are actually doing that. But then if you think that, and this is what we can show in our story, someone steps out there on the stage, because maybe they sat backstage talking about this. And yes, now it's time to do the guru act. So he steps out that door and yeah, huge crowd of people there in the audience. Big stage and important figures there on the stage. So and so, and the great Bhajan Kirtan leader, the famous ones. You know, all of it. Perfect PA system, and you are famous. Famous big guru. And you speak and everyone goes, die, whatever you say. And you stand there wondering, deep inside, thinking, oops, how did I end up here? And then maybe someone else says, when he comes out there, says, oh, it's just an act. And they say, you know, the other oldies in the power positions. Well, you know, someone has to play that role. The guru, the brahmana, the spiritual leader. That's what people need. So we better just dress up, do our job, our service. That's what it is. So they talk like that and he is conflicted. Because that's the same thing, exactly the same reasoning that he revolted against when he saw it among the priests when he was young. You know, the big priest coming forward there on Sundays, the altar, and just basically performing a ritual, liturgical ritual. Now we sing this, now I say that, and now I do that movement, turn that light on, and whatever. And people sit there half asleep, but they are pious now, because they're doing the right thing. They're going to the, you know, the service to God. once a week. And the youngsters think, I don't want to go here, mom and dad, it's boring. And when they're teenagers, they just don't go there anymore. Just as Pio when he was that. So history repeats itself. And, well, what's going to happen now with our big guru on the throne there? And what he can clearly see is simply idolization, iconization, projection. They don't see him. Well, we can put this in the master volume as well. Instead.